Okay, down to the end of the stage. We're so happy to have this young man with us today. Correct me if I'm wrong, but is this your first Mandomania as well?
Yes, it is, Tony.
Wow,
this is my first Mandomania.
This is really a mile breaker. This is a man who has never met any object that did not become a musical instrument in his hands. You'll see him this weekend with Allison Brown and a variety of stages. Please make welcome Joe Craven.
Thank you, Tony. Great to see you all. It's great to be here. It's great to be back at Merlefest. I don't have much to say about. I play a good Japanese-made Kentucky KM1500, and it's just amongst this company, it's just distressing in general. But no, it's okay. I'm very grateful to have this. My former boss of 17 years, the great Mr. David Grisman, used this mandolin when he had an endorsement with this company, Saga Instruments. And so I get to carry the spirit of the dog around with me when I play this, and which is great for me. And I like to play. I don't play much bluegrass music. I love it. But I'm really interested in music from other places, especially music from the Caribbean, Afro-Cuban music, Puerto Rican music, Haitian music, and I know that Brazilian music is really popular with a lot of mandolin players now. But I'm really interested in stuff from the Caribbean, because I'm a percussionist too. So I'm really interested in the rhythms and how all this stuff plays into it. Also interested in instruments that are tuned up, paired note instruments, like the mandolin, that are tuned up in octaves. So I've of late tuned my my D string in an octave, which actually has a great history in with the banjo mandolin, or the banjolin with the old jug band music and black string band music. They would do the D and the G, both in octaves. So those old black string band recordings from the 20s, there's some really great stuff with that. But it also translates really well for Latin-based stuff. Just puts a little shimmer on the D string. It's kind of fun. And I slip it in there when I'm playing other music as well. But anybody done any swing? Thing, anybody done a swing thing yet? So I being a percussionist, I'm really interested in of course the right hand, the engine room, and there are two people that have inspired me most in the string world, in terms of understanding how the idea of drum philosophy translates to the engine room of the right hand, and those two people are Django Reinhardt and Sam Bush. Those two people understand the architecture of the right hand as in that mode better than any two people I know, and it's always an honor to sit next to this young man and learn more about the engine room, because this is what delivers the goods, people. The right hand is so important, even at Merlefest. Let's see. It's important just about anywhere. How about something like, of course, you know, with Django, it was gypsy jazz. It was the whole idea of, you know. It's that whole thing of driving it like a drummer. And that whole thing of, that whole thing. Of course, Mr. Bush, he takes that into all kinds of rhythmic genres. I asked Sam years ago, I said, you know, what do you listen to for your engine room? He says, I listen to drummers. And that's the thing. So you mandolin players interested in getting in touch with this better, listen to things outside the box of the mandolin world. Listen to drummers. Listen to Gene Krupa. Listen to the Benny Goodman Trio. Piano, Gene on a snare, brushwork, and clarinet. Bassless trio. It's beautiful. Poetry in motion. So much great stuff going on. How about Lady Be Good, I guess? Something like that?